hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by Mass United's manager, Cal Jarrett, as he's put pen to paper on a brand new 2-year extension to his contract at the club. But before that, we're going to Scarborough Athletic, and Walking Football is one of the community initiatives that will benefit from Scarborough Athletic's successful bid for the Trident Community Foundation funding. And for more on this, we should be joined down the other end of the line by Community Director at Scarborough Athletic. It's a welcome to the show to Steve Machen. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And this is great news, this community funding. Tell us a bit more about, in particular, the Walking Football side and what this money is going to be used for.
OK, Ben, thanks. Yeah, the Walking Football is something that we've been looking at for some time. And when we completed the Trident application, we thought this was one of the initiatives that we could kind of start fairly quickly, really, so get a really good instant win following when the restrictions are eased.
Obviously, with regards to those restrictions, I mean, there's going to be a lot of adults who've been not exercising for obvious reasons. So, I mean, this is very much needed, this ability of the club to reach out like this.
Yeah, it is, Ben. And as I say, that's the reason why we thought this would be a good place to go first. And what we've been able to do is to pull it all together, thanks to the Trident money. And we'll be looking to start on the 29th of March, when is the kind of first time we're able to do it at the Flamingo Land Stadium in Scarborough, which is kind of part of Everyone Active, so that we kind of be able to book pitches and what have you and start through there. So it's kind of a really exciting time, both for us and I guess for everyone active as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It is exciting because it's a sense that slowly but surely normality is returning, and fingers crossed it keeps going in that direction. I mean, tell us about the age ranges of people you're looking to get involved at this stage.
Well, to be honest, Ben, we haven't really, it's one of the things that we haven't really set on in terms of age ranges. Naturally, Walking Football is synonymous with the older age bracket, but I think what we're looking at is that we want to be totally inclusive, really. And so, you know, we know there's a lot of people who have suffered during lockdown, you know, which are 12 months into. And what we're hoping to do is just, if somebody rings up, can I come along, then, you know, we would go with that. It's, for us, it's about kind of reducing that loneliness and isolation that people kind of have felt really over the last 12 months. And if it is that we can kind of introduce them to Walking Football at Scarborough Athletic, then, you know, the better.
And it's important to mention this, that, you know, I've watched Walking Football. It's very, very inclusive, and you know, all abilities are welcome, really. And it's a wonderful version of the sport, if the truth be known.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the 29th and getting down there. And hopefully, I'll get down myself, and the chairman's agreed to come down as well. So everyone's a winner.
There we go. I was going to mention about the other side of it as well, that the other elements to the community arm of Scarborough Athletic, because it's not just about Walking Football. There's all kinds of stuff that you're planning for when we do start to get the wheels moving and return into normal life when possible.
Sure. I mean, Ben, as part of the application, there's a few things we've been working on, and kind of the timing was really good. Because we were looking at kind of put together another three projects. I'll quickly run through them. The football in the community sessions, we're looking more about, rather than children, young people, young adults coming to the Flamingo Land Stadium, what we're hoping to do is actually get out to where these kids play. So, you know, again, we want to be trying to be as inclusive as we possibly can do. Or can be, and so that we can go to their backyard, take some coaches, take some medical staff, and kind of go through the stuff that they would normally get if they was coming to coaching sessions at the Flamingo Land Stadium.
Oh, that's brilliant stuff. And how does all this filter through to the wider vision that Scarborough Athletic's offering here, not just for the town, but the wider community is on the coast there in North Yorkshire? I mean, it's all heading in the right direction, that's for sure, by the sounds of it.
It is, Ben. And when we came back to Scarborough, because you'll probably know that for many years, we were playing at Bridlington. And when we came back a few years ago, one of the big things that we wanted to look at was how can we actually serve our community better. And it's taken a while for it to come to fruition. And although we've had some projects along the way, these projects that we're currently looking at will kind of really reinforce the fact that, the Scarborough Athletic really think about the community in Scarborough, in the borough of Scarborough. But what I'd like to mention is also what we're attempting to do is to put together a football buddy programme, which is around getting maybe 10, up to 10 volunteers, offer training to those people to look at bringing people in who have got maybe early onset dementia, autism, mental health concerns, learning challenges. And so we're kind of hoping to train up to 10 individuals up in order that we can be as diverse as we possibly can. The final one really that we want to look at is we're looking at this year, try to do a maximum of 3 coaching bursaries. We'll kind of look at funding opportunities for to do the FA Level 1, or what used to be the Level 1. It's the foundation in coaching, so that we can bring them into the club and, offer them coaching opportunities within the pool of coaches at Scarborough Athletic Junior setup. So that's really quite exciting for us.
No, that's brilliant stuff. And, like I said, it's all heading in the right direction, that's for sure. And I was just going to mention, I think you're the second club we've had on. We had Lincoln United on last week talking about the Trident Community Foundation funding.
Yes.
And we're starting to see, successful applicants like yourself and what this is going to mean for not just Scarborough Athletic, but for the people of Scarborough as well. How important is this funding at this stage?
Yeah, the Trident funding is so important. It's okay having a lot of initiatives and having a lot of great ideas going out to the community, but these things all cost money, and clearly, it has been a bit of it. All clubs having struggled right across the board, but with the Trident money or the funding, it just allowed us kind of to do what we'd been thinking about, but to do more as well. And I think that's the win-win for us.
And how excited are you about the future? Because, we're like I've touched upon, we're coming out of lockdown now, and hopefully we're going to see more activity and more engagement. I mean, how excited are you for the future, especially on the community side at Scarborough Athletic?
Well, Ben, we're always excited at Scarborough Athletic. I mean, it's just a great experience to go down to the Flamingo Land Stadium. It's a new ground, great facilities, and to see all those people coming in from all parts of the community and people within the community who hadn't experienced something like that before. I mean, we take it for granted when we watch a game of football, but what we want to try and bring in is all those groups that we mentioned, and they will certainly benefit from that, and we will benefit from it also, and then hopefully we can kind of build it stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. A final question, Steve. If people listening to this want to get involved, I think it's come across that it's for all ages we're talking here. How could people find out more?
Well, if they go onto our website, the Scarborough Athletic website, there's all the stuff in there. If anybody wants to contact, then they can do it at steve.machin@seadogtrust.com. We're going to be launching a strategy fairly soon, which will kind of explain to all of the Scarborough community just what it is that we've been doing whilst we've been in lockdown. I mean, we've continued to work as a board to look at how we can make things better from when we start again. And fairly soon there's going to be a big strategy launch so that everybody will kind of understand where we're at now.
Community Director at Scarborough Athletic, Steve Machin there, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's stick with the East Coast now and let's head up to Marsh United. They've announced this past week that manager Cal Jarrett has signed a brand new 2-year deal at the club. And for more on this great news, let's hear from Cal now. Well, Cal, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on this brand new 2-year deal at the club. I mean, what's your take on it?
It was a bit of a no-brainer, really, if I'm honest, Ben. I've been there many years, as you know, 8 years, and it was something that I had, you know, considered about what I was going to be doing at the end of the season. But once I'd spoke to Mark Arkin, the chairman, and looked at basically the way that he wanted to still go forward and the ambitions that he had, the matched man still. So I just seen the you know, moving away would be a silly decision at the present minute. So I just wanted to keep on going as we are and keep building as much as we possibly can over the next 2 years with the plans we've got in place.
I mean, this season alone is, and actually what am I talking about, since you've come to the Northern Premier League as a club, it was very much progression before you got promoted to the Northern Premier League. So, I mean, it's certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and that was also the other thing that I looked at. I think in the 8 year stint, I think we had 1 year where we finished fifth, where it was, you know, there was a lot of players, transitional signings in and out, and swapped the squad around. But other than that, we have moved forward, and even going up into the next stages, obviously into level four, which was tough when we first started it to get used to the league 3 years ago. And then we've progressed again the second year, which we're going to be in the playoffs. And then last season, you know, we played 17 and we'd only been beat two in the cup competitions off Brackley and Spennymoor. So we'd had a fantastic start. It was just disappointing, obviously, with everything happening, and then it stopped, you know. So it'd have been nice to see where we'd have got.
Well, with that regard, I mean, how important is this bit of stability, isn't it, really, for the club? And a bit of stability for you, it means you can plan. So how important is that side of things?
It's still been hard. At US getting manager, you don't stop just because all of this has come in. You know, you've got to try and keep everyone happy. You've still got to speak to all the players and, you know, your management side of things, the chairman. You've still got to put things in place, even though you can't have the meetings, you know. You're still doing it over the phone on Zoom and stuff like that. So it has been difficult, but you can't stop planning as a manager. You've just got to stay alert to everything because it's all over now. A lot of clubs are all thinking that's, you know, it's pre-season, so everyone's trying to jump on anyone's players, as you know, trying to strengthen as quick as they can. And you know, I'm no different. You've got to start looking and planning ahead, really, and keep yourself ahead of everyone else.
So without giving too much away, and given the fact, you know, we're not really doing football at the minute at this level. I mean, what is your target over the next 2 years, do you feel? What can be achieved?
Well, we know that from just the squad that we've got and what we grew this over the last three years since we've been promoted is one of the strongest around in the Teesside area, you know, in non-league. So for us, it's about me trying to keep that squad together, which will be tough because of obviously us having the start that we had last year. You get a lot of clubs, like you said, coming in and trying to, you know, look at my players, but a lot of them are all under contract. So I'm trying to keep that right. But over the next 2 years is to look at what we've achieved this year, as in playing the likes of Warrington when we beat them, and Blyth Spartans, we beat them, FC Manchester, we've beat them. You know, we've played four or five teams in the next league above, and we've beat them all. So for us, it's to try and get out of this tough league that we're in, which is going to be no easy, you know, stint to try and for us to do it. It's going to be very, very hard because we know that. But if we can get past this, you know, I do think and I do believe, and so does the chairman and the players, that we can compete in the next league above.
I mean, how good is this division going to be next year? Because, you know, I mean, it was shaping up to be, you know, a very, very interesting, let's call it, promotion picture across 10 sides, it looked like. I mean, it's going to be epic next season, isn't it? Not, maybe not for you, but for the casual observer, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, it depends if it's all restructured and stuff like that. I think we're looking at things like that in the summer. I don't know if anything's been decided on that. But if it does, and, you know, you get the likes of three Northern League clubs getting promoted, who, you know, rightly so, were right up there last year again, and your Shildon and your Heaven and your Stockton, they'll be knocking at the door coming up where they're local teams to us, you know, so that'll bring that bit of bite to them games again, you know, local derbies again, not just Dunstan. So that's when it does become difficult again. You know, there'll be less travel if the reconstruction does come with the likes of working and the Ramsbottom going out of the league, who are very, very good teams. So it's going to be very hard. And if it doesn't get restructured, you've got to look at what's already in there. And like you said, you've got at least seven or eight teams that are going to be fighting it out again next year because it's such a hard league.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Carl, I should ask you as well. I mean, how are you keeping it at the moment? Because obviously it's What month are we in? We're coming towards the running normally, and you're getting really excited. I mean, how are you coping? And how's the club doing?
The club itself and stuff. You know, I keep talking to the voluntary workers that are in and around the ground whenever they can get down there. You know, doing things, whatever they can do. So they're still trying to keep that ticking over. And you know, the chairman's keeping busy. This is most probably when it's out of season, the busiest time for a manager and the chairman really trying to work together. But it's very frustrating because you can't meet each other and you can't do meetings like you would normally do face-to-face and stuff, you know. It's a lot of phone calls, a lot of Zoom calls, but you don't get the right feeling for stuff sometimes, you know, when it's like that. But, you know, me personally, away from football, I've got my own business, so I've never been so busy in my building side of things, so it's just took my mind off things, you know, and it, just trying to get into that way I can, trying to keep myself right, but really looking forward to get back into it, you know, and could enjoy you hopefully next season.
Yeah, I mean, have you got an indication about when you're thinking of getting back? Will it be, you know, when it's safe to do so? Or are you looking at July?
Yeah, I think. Well, we would like most teams. I would have thought if Boris says when we can all go back and get together as a group, you know, even like a training session, no games, you know, even just getting the lads back together, you know, to boost the team morale again and get people used to being back together and seeing what they're missing out on, give them a little bit of enjoyment, get them out of the house a little bit, you know. Once we're allowed to do that and it's safe. You know, obviously, we will look at something like that. You know, and I think all the crowds, I think it was May the 17th or something, they were looking at after that. You know, there might be, I know there's a couple of teams I've seen on the internet looking at to try and do little mini cup competitions, you know, to try and boost the club's finances, what they've lost out on in the last year again. So that might be something that we do. But if it's not, you know, it'll be a pre-season again at the end of June, looking forward to July for an early August start.
And then, obviously, if we do get back underway and everything heads in the right direction, we might have fans back. And, you know, with that regard, for 2 more years at least at the club, Carl, I mean, how much are you looking forward to that side of things?
Oh, Lord, you don't realise, obviously, until you're either the manager or player, how much you actually miss them, you know, going into stadiums that they've been in, some of the games that they've missed that we'd love to have had them there, the FC Manchester away, you know, which was a bit weird because when we went there, they were at the time, it was a tier system. They were allowed 600 fans in, but we weren't allowed to take any there. So that was, you know, they really lost out on games like that. And the Warrington games, you know, Brackley and I think we only had a handful of teams at Brackley away. And then the Spennymoor game, you know, so they missed out on some great runs last year in the Cup and stuff. So it'd be great to get them back, you know, hopefully get the place bouncing next year with them all.
Carl Jarrett there, manager of Marsh United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. For all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website at www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely weekend and stay safe. Bye-bye.